We were talking here around the office about how much fun it is during the holidays to dig around those old boxes of pictures at Grandma's house, that feeling of discovery. Then we wondered whether in this age of digital cameras, our grandchildren will have any boxes of photos to explore. Jerry Smith is a salesman at a Washington camera store. He says he's stopped taking digital pictures altogether for just this reason. He says digital is just too much trouble.
I'm a film guy. Used to be the old good old days. You open up a slide book, pull out a slide, find the slide, make a print. Now you got to find the disc, open the disc, find it on the computer, open it on the computer, decide what you want to do on the computer, print it out on the computer. I think most people like the speed of digital, but are not missing the big point about 30 years down the road. Are they going to even have anything to even look at?
Even if you do print your pictures, there's such an array of papers, printers, and inks, it can be overwhelming. To find out the best way to preserve digital images, we went to an expert. Andrew Robb is the senior photograph conservator at the Library of Congress.
I can think of a couple times where people have come up to me very seriously that they want these pictures to last forever. And, you know, forever is a long time. And, you know, even here, I really don't worry too much about things past 500 years. I mean, that, you know, if someone asks me, how do I make this last forever? It's like, if you can make it last for 500 years as an institution, then hopefully in 500 years there'll be people around that will still be able to take care of that.
Actually, modern photography is just a century and a half old. And during that time, preservation has always been an issue. Andrew Robb says the key is not just what material the photo is on, but where it's stored. Attics and basements, they are bad, too hot or humid. The day we stopped by Robb's office at the Library of Congress, he'd laid out a series of photographs, old and more recent.
This example is a picture that's quite badly damaged, not just from temperature and relative humidity. It looks like some insects have been over it and kind of eaten the surface of it, and these kinds of losses here. And that's the other disadvantage of putting things in an attic or a basement, is that's where there are bugs and other kinds of pests. And sometimes they'll damage your photos, too.
On the counter in front of us, there's an old black and white picture from the late 1800s, a young girl in a chair. Every detail clear. Andrew Robb says it's lasted so long because it has silver in it. By the middle of the 20th century, new color printing technology had arrived, but there was a drawback. Over time, the bright, vivid colors could fade. It had to do with chemical composition. In the 1980s, Robb remembers couples panicking when their wedding photos started to wash out. He says color technology has improved, and most people still prefer color, even if it doesn't last as long as black and white. In the end, Robb says preserving memories isn't so much about technology as it is good planning.
Because not only do you need to take care of them and putting them into good quality enclosures and putting them in a good environment, but you need to find other people to take care of them after you. And that's where all of these components of organization and a good environment and good housing materials and good quality materials to start with all come together. That's how you can make things last for a long period of time.
Next in your line of photographs here, you've suddenly got a Barry Manilow 8-track tape.
Well,
because, what's that about?
Well, what we're challenged with right now is this 8-track tape phenomenon, is that you could have your digital information on the best format that you could find. But in 50 years, if that format becomes like the 8-track tape, you'll have something that it still may have information on it, but you can't read it.
Right.
And we're starting to see that already with computers. We used to have things on 5 1/4 floppies, and it's harder and harder to find a computer that will have that 5 1/4 floppy. And even this kind of diskette, we were talking before about family photographs, where you might get that box of photographs every generation. With your computer files, you have to be doing that yourself every 3 or 4 years. And particularly if you only had a small number of things, it would be pretty straightforward. But when you start having lots and lots of images, lots and lots of files, there's a certain amount of effort and work.
Do you have any sense, looking ahead, you know, now that everyone can take pictures so easily, and with the digital camera you can take, you know, 10 pictures trying to get the one great one, and then maybe they're still sitting around on your disk. So you've got more and more photos, but maybe you don't print out very many.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
As an archivist in the future, when they look back at this time, is there going to be more or less?
That's a good question. I mean, we're just beginning to start dealing with that new paradigm. Typically, there's a lag of half a generation or a generation of a photographer amasses their work, and then they'll donate it or give it, sell it or give it to an institution like ours. And so we haven't quite gotten to that point where we're getting those digital files. We may find that we have a lot of pictures of the 20th century, but maybe we have a lag of some. We don't have as many images of the early part of the 21st century because we lose those digital files. They don't ever get to a place where they're at that repository. But it's still very early. We haven't made a digital file last for 100 years. And so...
So you're not really sure that it would?
Well, we know that we can do it. I mean, if you copy it from this disk to this disk, but it's still very early. It's still the kind of thing where we have a track record of taking care of books and paper material for hundreds of years, in some cases close to 1,000 or 2,000 years for certain kinds of artifacts. And for photographs, we have 150 years of knowing what we need to be concerned about. With digital information, we have less. We're still sort of walking as opposed to running.
So how do you store your family pictures? I bet you have no big boxes sitting around, do you?
Well, actually, I have to admit that I do, too. I mean, I just have a newborn. He's 11 months old. And so I take a lot of pictures, but I have to admit they're not as well organized as they ought to be. But fortunately, my parents are doing a lot of work with my family's photographs and spending a lot of time sort of creating different kinds of boxes of things. But they really don't go any further than my grandparents' generation because they figure that my brother and I can do that next part. That's our job.
Andrew Robb, Senior Photograph Conservator here at the Library of Congress. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As we were leaving, Andrew Robb gave us one last tip. He says if you're really serious about making your photos last as long as possible, don't leave the same ones out on display. Years of exposure to sunlight can do damage. He suggests the holidays are a good time to rotate your favorites. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.